It is an investigation that alleges greased palms, extravagant travel, lavish entertainment, including strippers. Have I got your attention yet? It all undertaken, according to investigators within the AG's office, by the most powerful member of the Michigan House at the time, Republican Speaker of the House Lee Chatfield. And yes, there are allegations of infidelity and sexual misconduct with his sister-in-law, and even allegations of substance abuse. It started as an influence peddling investigation, campaign finance, and it focuses on this very powerful lawmaker and his alleged cronies. But now, an assistant attorney general, a lawyer within Dana Nessel's office, says, we got to keep a lid on it. Got to keep it all secret. Any search warrants that might be disclosed normally under the course of an investigation, we can't let it see daylight. It is one of the smarmiest investigations we've seen in a long time come out of Lansing, and the public is not allowed to see what investigators have. How unusual is this? Is it appropriate? Is it normal? Todd Flood, attorney and managing partner at Flood Law, and a man that has spent some hard times doing deep investigations through the AG's office, remembering Flint water, joins us live. Hey, Todd.
Hey, Guy. How are you?
Good, thanks. Just how unusual is this request? Under normal circumstances in the Flint water probe, I mean, as I recall, when we were reporting on it, we had no trouble getting access to the what were normal publicly available documents.
Yeah, so the question is, what's normal available documents? And there's some distinctions. If you remember in Flint, I held a preliminary exam, and that was open to the public. And information after I charged and I went to the exam, all of that information was public. So if anyone ever wanted to see the public what we were using at the exam level, that was not a problem. That was all there for the public. However, prior to me charging and doing the investigation with the agents doing their law enforcement work, our search warrants, our investigative subpoenas, none of those things could be public. So here, no one's been charged.
But there was a timestamp on those, right? I mean, is it normal for some of these affidavits that after 56 days after a search, they are published?
Yeah, so the statute says under 780.651, it's an automatic renewal after 56 days. You automatically renew, so every 56 days, because how fast does a case take to investigate?
Mm-hmm.
How long does it take? There should never be a gun to a law enforcement's head to say, you must do it by this date. You do it, and you do it right. So if I got your phone records and I got your text messages, and in your text messages you say whatever you say, none of that stuff would become public. If I was doing my job as an AG, none of that would become public because I would automatically have a suppression over it.
So this doesn't strike you as unusual then?
It doesn't. It doesn't. Because, Guy, there are so many cases going on right now that you would like to get your hands on.
Oh.
Can you imagine look at what Donald Trump wants. He wants the affidavit at one time released? No, it's not going to be released. It can't be released because why? It is protected and suppressed. It would cripple me as a prosecutor and a law enforcement officer to release this information prior to me charging somebody because I want to go interview Johnny. I don't want Johnny to know what I got on him over here in this search warrant affidavit that got
okay.
I got his phones ahead of time.
But here's,
you don't know that I got your phones ahead of time. I go to interview you. I don't want you to know that.
And I understand all that. Here's my reservation on it, though.
Sure.
The AG, the assistant AG, released a statement which was quite shocking, which is, you know, we kind of all thought this was focusing on former Speaker Chatfield and his cronies, alleged cronies. And now he says this is, I believe his name's Mike Frezza, who's an assistant AG. He says, without going into specific detail, this investigation involves a series of former Michigan officials And then he says this, current officials, governmental appointees at high levels, and other governmental employees. Well, these are people that could be wolves in the hen house. Don't we have a right to know who they are?
I think you do have ultimately a right to know who they are.
Because the scope just got bigger.
The scope got bigger, and let me just say this about Mike Frezza. He's a excellent attorney general. I've known him for 25 years. He's no dummy. He can cite and recite and has argued many, many heavy duty cases. At the end of the day, Mike tipped his hand to potentially say how big and how broad the investigation is. I'm leery about the investigation, to be candid, but that in and of itself is neither here nor there. The issue is if Mike has, through a search warrant, information about a particular subject or target, difference between the two, and he is investigating that target and he got the text message of that target to show that he was doing quid pro quos. He was getting paid on the side. There is no way Mike Frezza or Dana Nessel want that information to get out prior to an indictment, unless, you know, the slimy thing to do as a prosecutor, and it has happened, and it makes every attorney and every judge incensed, is when they leak information to the press and you try the person in the press before you get to even a charge. So we're supposed to have due process in the courts, you know, try their case in a courtroom. If you were the subject guy and all of a sudden I, as a prosecutor, through probable cause and established that and had it signed off by a judge, got your text messages, right? But I hadn't charged you and I'm investigating you.
Yeah.
And I for sure would not want me as a prosecutor to have that out to you ahead of time.
Well,
so you can sand your story and thwart law enforcement.
Of course, it's manna from heaven for reporters. But you point out, I mean, former Free Press reporter and editor Kurt Ludtke wrote an Academy Award recognized film called Absence of Malice about this very scenario, right? Where you leak something to try to squeeze a potential suspect. I guess the thing that I find interesting, and correct me if I'm wrong here, this was all focused on a Republican lawmaker dealing with lobbyists. When you're talking about current government officials and high appointees, now this is our people that could be close to Governor Whitmer. Am I correct about that?
Absolutely. I mean, we don't know. It could be very high. It could be up to Governor Whitmer. I mean,
could some of this secrecy be partisan and motivated to protect her?
Well, you know, again, you would want to know the motives and agenda. I have to take law enforcement at its word that they are investigating and they're not doing it. And, you know, facts will come out someday that they're not doing it for an ulterior motive, or they're not trying to hide something for anything other than the ethics of law enforcement. In other words, they're not trying to keep, you know, the prophylactic bubble of over somebody just so they don't be they're not embarrassed.
Otherwise, you wouldn't have mentioned the appointees and the high ranking officials to begin with. Right.
Right.
Yeah.
So my, you know, the end of all of this, Guy, it's we have to be armed in law enforcement to catch bad guys. And we don't want to, you know, we're supposed to all be on the same team here. In the law enforcement sector, if you're on that side, and you want to make sure that you have your tools with you, and you're not being handcuffed. You're not. Oh, I'm sorry.
Understood.
Have to prosecute this case. You know,
and that's
what I mean?
That's why I wanted to have you here, because obviously I'm always going to dig for more light, but there are other considerations, and I just wanted to make sure that these were on the up and up, because I know there are people that chafe, especially when there might be a partisan motivation. Todd, thanks so much. Should be an interesting dinner conversation at your house tonight, too.
Yeah. Yes, guy. Yes. Love you, my man. All right. Have a wonderful holiday if I don't speak to you ahead of time.
You too. Todd Flood, good man. 3:15 on News Talk 760 WJR. Speaking of smarmy, speaking of stinky and swampy, you should see the budget process for the $1 billion in so-called pork. Craig Mauger, uncovering some nasty stuff. We'll get to that next.